We're going to the West Coast. As you know, it's known for its grand natural wonders, its splendour in the bush, etc. Everything on a very big scale. And now it's the invasion of the giant ladybirds. The oversized insects, they're causing quite a stir at the Greymouth Golf Club, we're told. The club president, Brent Foster, says they've been prolific. We golfers have had to be careful not to stand on them. They were all over my hat and crawling on my clubs. Well, we're going to the horse's mouth. Grey District Councillor and born and bred coaster, Patrick McBride. Good evening, Patrick.
There you go. What an intro, eh? I actually know Brent Foster very well. I'm a golfer out there. I'm just thinking maybe he was spending a bit too much time in the rough or in the shrubs to be getting those ladybugs on himself.
The old swipe and swear.
Yeah, he's one of them.
What's up with the ladybirds?
Well, yeah, it's so bizarre. Like, our family's just moved to Moana, so the lakeside township inland from Greymouth, about half an hour's drive, a beautiful spot. And, we've only been here 2 weeks, and by golly, there is hundreds of ladybugs. And, our place is in amongst a lot of batches, so 80% of the residents here, well, that reside here, there's only actually 71 people permanent, but the other 80% of the batch owners are from Christchurch, so I've got no neighbours to check in on if they're getting the same problem, because there's no one else around me.
Just you. How big's big?
You mean the ladybugs, how big they are?
Ladybirds or ladybugs?
Yeah, ladybirds. Yeah, they're sort of like, the biggest would be about the size of my small fingernail. But after your producer rung, I went outside on the deck and had a look, there would probably be about 70 of them on there. So, unfortunately, those ones are all deceased, so they've succumbed to something. Mm. There's usually about a dozen inside that have got in the windows somehow. So, yeah, interesting.
I wonder what they died of. Have you Googled them? What kind are they?
I did a quick Google just before I went on air here, and they're sort of an orangey red, not the bright red that you sort of see in the books and that, but I'm not too sure. They seem to come up as an Asian ladybird, so I'm not too sure if that's correct or not, but I don't know the history behind them or why they're even here.
No, nothing about them, but in your 40 years on the coast, have you ever seen anything like this before with these insects?
Absolutely not. So in Greymouth, maybe you might see one or two a year, but out here I'm seeing dozens and dozens a day. So, yeah, really bizarre.
What are they attracted to? Where are they going? You know, what are they crawling over besides your house?
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I haven't seen any others in the village, so that's the strange thing. So. The only other interesting fact is that we did get the house spider sprayed on the outside before we moved in here. So whether that's attracting them in, and then all of a sudden they're dying off from that spider spray.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. Maybe there's a scent on it.
They might be, actually. Have you got any children?
Yeah, we've got 3 kids. So Willow, our youngest, is really taken to them now. She was frightened of them at first, so she's a 6-year-old. But, she's quite fascinated by them.
So they're okay with them?
Yeah, absolutely. They see them as some sort of lucky thing, but I've been informed that they're not so lucky and they can bite or something. So
they can bite?
Yeah, apparently so.
I never heard of a ladybird being able to bite, but it sounds like it might be true. So ladybirds aside, how is everything on the West Coast? Quiet? Now things, you've had a really rough couple of years.
Oh, we've had I'd say more like a rough decade. We've been in struggle street for some time now, I think since the Pike River, and then followed it up with the Canterbury earthquake. I mean, we're pretty close to Canterbury and a lot of our business is done via there, and with Solid Energy and Spring Creek, the closures, you know, there was, 600 to 1,000 jobs taken out of the region, probably more, and then you take those surrounding businesses that service those industries, that's a lot of money. You know, they were all $100,000 jobs those boys were on, and the women certainly aren't out shopping in the shops like they were. We've got plenty of closed down shops, and the hotels weren't getting serviced out by the guys. You know, so those people have left the district. You can walk downtown now, and there's just dozens and dozens of empty shops. I think there's 26 consents in for buildings to be pulled down that aren't up to scratch. So, yeah, we're really struggling here. So, but we'll bounce back. We're a resilient mob, as you know.
Yeah, well, I didn't realise that, because we hear so much about people moving to the West Coast because the house prices are cheaper and it's a, you know, good standard of living, but not many jobs coming your way.
No, well, it's tough. It's definitely tough out there. I don't know how some people are doing it, to be honest. But, yeah, the house prices are good. You know, you can sell a house in Tauranga or move down here and you'd be cashed up and living the dream. You know, there's definitely some beautiful pockets, but at the same time we've got probably some of the hardest hit areas in the country as well, that you know, small areas of our district. So yeah, tricky one.
Yeah, hang in there. What about the border, opening of the borders? Is you expect that to help with the tourists coming your way?
Oh, believe it when I see it. I mean, we're in an industry, myself and my wife Jacinda, we run the local picture theatre, and we've got a wee bar there, and you know, we haven't seen the tourists for some time, but you know, we're just sort of, I suppose we're a bit beaten at the moment. We've gone from 14 staff down to about 5, and we're certainly not gearing up to say, hey, the borders are opening, let's get ready for it. We'll just wait for it and see if this so-called tsunami of people are going to come, because I don't believe it'll happen. You know, they're talking about Australia. I would be able to count the Aussies on my hands in the last 7 years that have visited our establishment. So we need the European, you know, the Europe market, the UK, those travellers, we need them in.
Otherwise you won't be able to keep the cinema open.
Yeah, well, that's been a struggle on its own, but, you know, the advice from the board that I work for is just keep your nose above water and just try and get through this tough period, and we certainly are, you know, so it's, I think we're on the end of it. We've got some good films and good content coming out. Top Gun in a couple of weeks, that'll be huge.
Have you? Top Gun, right.
Downton Abbey's performing really well, so it's we're going all right, but yeah, it's not the days that we had 3 years ago, that's for sure. COVID's certainly put a nail on us.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that. And what's going to help then? Any ideas?
Well, for our town, I think, we're a real service town, Greymouth, the Grey District, so it's more Pokitika's tourism focus, so maybe that's why we don't see it as much. They're only half an hour down the road from us, but we get by the service industries. I mean, Westfleet and the fisheries, Craig Boot and his mob, they're huge for our industry. There's still plenty of gold and timber milling going on. The milk products, Western milk products is booming. You know, the farmers are doing well at the moment. Coal is still, you know, I hear the coal train rumbling past at night in front of us, so that's still running every night. So we hang on to that. So our motels are still ticking along fairly well. It's not tourists as such. It's more people coming here to service our industry. So we're lucky in that fact. We'll always have something here. But I think as far as the town itself, it needs to be shrunk a little to cater for the smaller population. So yeah, and that'll happen when these buildings come down. It's just we're on mafia relief, so it's Māori land, and hopefully they'll do something with the land, whether it's a bit of green belt with some native trees or plantings, just to keep that area looking nice, because it's certainly looking fairly run down at the moment. And I don't want to paint a bad picture, but you know, it's a great place to live and great place to bring up your family. You know, those that are coasters absolutely love coming home, but it's certainly not the town that it was.
Yeah, well, we hope things get a bit brighter in the near future. And thank you, Patrick, for being so frank with us.
Yeah, no worries. Hopefully these ladybugs are going to bring us some luck, eh?
Ladybirds.
Ladybirds. Bugs.
Okay, Patrick, have a good night. Thank you.
Awesome. Cheers. Bye.
See ya. It's Patrick McBride. He's a Grey District Councillor and born and bred coaster.